Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, I got beef today. I'm probably gonna get in trouble today.
Do you have beef, or do people have beef with you?
Well, they got beef with me. I mean, because they like.
We told you to ignore the comments.
People don't listen, man.
People don't listen to us.
You don't listen to us when we tell you people don't listen.
We've been trying to tell you this the whole time.
No, get out
of the comment section.
It's just it's amazing to me how I say things. And I give them caveat, but they don't hear. They hear what they want to hear.
Put the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, Hugh.
215-592-9494. All right. We don't have fries in the bag, but we do have incredible prizes for CombOcon here. It is all brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. So today's winner of the best combination of two people or entities that had beef win the rocks, glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush. And you're automatically entered for the grand prize of the Weber grill, 55-inch smart TV, the Yeti cooler, and the cornhole set. All right, so we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the AJ stuff and your submission there. First, though, can we there was a lot in the AJ thing. We played a little bit in the beginning, played the whole thing a little earlier. If you missed it, Odyssey app, you go back and listen. I want to isolate this one part, though, because it sure did sound like he was saying, scheme me up plays to get me the football. Here is AJ yesterday, and then we'll hear what Shady said on the afternoon show yesterday about that same thing. Here is AJ yesterday.
I think it's fair for me to even say, like, I feel like we do need to do a better job of creating for me, trying to help put me in a situation to help, to you know what I'm saying, to contribute. But right now, it just feels as if, you know, I'm just stringing it up for everybody.
I mean, he said,
use me, but not use me. Yeah, you heard him.
He wants to be freed up. He wants him to create things for him.
But they call it shadow. We used to call it bracket. Where he's getting two. It's called shadow,
he
right?
Called it cloud.
We call it cloud. Yeah. Okay, they call it cloud. We used to call it like bracket. Like bracket, like, you know, coming up, like, you know, he's going for receiving. Somebody like the linebacker might come out with him and stuff, whatever, with the corner. So he's not wrong. He's going about it the wrong way. And he's frustrated. I am not, you know, foolish to that part.
So I just want to ask a question. If winning is really what it's all about, why is that a problem? Right. Let's just go to the Minnesota game. Devontae had a career day. Mm-hmm. Elliot, yesterday yelled at me and said it's all because AJ causes double teams. If the Eagles scored a lot of points and AJ caused a double team, which led to Devontae scoring a touchdown, why is that a problem? It's Monday, Devontae over the top. Yesterday, both AJ and Sirianni said that play was for AJ. The defense kind of moved in. Jalen pumped, and he was able to create the throw down the field for Devontae. So if winning is the main thing, why is this an issue?
Can I tell you what I think?
Sure.
AJ was saying, and I don't know this for sure, so because I see some of y'all mad about me regularly speculating. So I'm going to just say I'm thinking the reason why he said it like that is because if the quarterback would have threw the ball quicker, he probably could have caught, he probably would have been open.
Hold on. If he throws the ball quicker, it's an underneath throw to AJ. AJ gets stats. It's not a touchdown. What is the main thing?
Let's
go to the play on Monday night, because we're talking about the same play, right? The touchdown over the top to Devontae. The the coach said the play was for AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Your speculation is if Jalen pulls the trigger quicker, mm-hmm. it's an easy catch for AJ over the middle. It's not a touchdown. What the hell is the point here?
But here's the thing, Joe.
This is why I think he's about himself, because they scored a touchdown.
But here's the thing, Joe, and I think this is where there's a disconnect, and this is what we don't know.
Mm.
Because the speculation is that AJ's not the player that he once was, right?
I think it's fair to wonder.
It's fair to wonder. But
some of the separation numbers say he's not getting as open as much.
But there's been times that I've seen him not get separation and still muscle the ball down and beat up smaller corners.
Sure.
Now, playing devil's advocate, and I don't know. I'm just trying to see it from his perspective, because from his perspective, he feels that he's right in feeling the way that he feels.
Sure,
that's a fact.
Of course he does.
How many times have we seen AJ have that contested throw, mush the corner, and take it to the house?
Yeah.
But
if he's not the same player physically, he might not be able to do it as much.
We can argue that all day, and that's the part where AJ's wrong, because we don't know. But how many times have we had the opportunity to see if he can? Like, we don't know.
But we're not playing like practice here to see what you could do. These games count.
Joe, you're right. I'm not arguing that. This is what I'm arguing, is that we don't know what AJ is, correct? Put it like this. AJ feels that his game has not changed.
I think you're right on that.
And he's frustrated because he feels that his game has not changed,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The offense and the way that it's being run is not giving him the opportunity to show that. Because here's the thing, Joe. Like I said before, it was 2 years removed, 3 years removed. There's times where AJ, you throw that ball to AJ, because AJ comes up with any 50-50 ball, AJ comes up with that. I've heard Mike Quick say it. I've heard Merrill Reese say it. Hell, Ike has said it. That's what made him so different. When I first got here, one of the arguments that we had was, who's the better receiver? Remember that?
And at that point, I thought it was AJ by a lot.
Because
I don't think that anymore.
He was a physical specimen. He would snatch the ball out the air.
Always open.
And when you look at that matchup that he had the other night, when you just talk about the intangibles, the physical matchup. Yeah. He's a bigger receiver. He should have been able to win that matchup.
So, by the way you say it, by the way I think he thinks, is he still thinks he's that guy?
Yes.
So here's the question. Is everyone else wrong, or is he wrong? Because Jalen's not throwing the ball to him as much. That's obvious.
That's
And the coaches aren't doing what he's saying, right? They're not scheming it up. So it feels to me like he might be the last to know, dude, you've lost a step. He might be the last, and maybe they're walking on eggshells and not trying to get through this season without telling him this.
These are all valid questions, Joe, but still, I can only go off of what's being told to me.
Let's go off of this. I want to hear what you think about this. Yesterday, Shady was on the afternoon show. Listen to what he said about how they should go about rectifying this and getting AJ more targets.
It's 60 to 70 plays in a football game, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say it's hard to get the ball around, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if the running back can get 25 to 30 touches. Let's just say 20, 25 touches.
Mm-hmm.
And Saquon might get 5 in the air, but he's only 25 rushing for sure. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other 30, where's it going? Right?
It's a good point.
Jalen Hurts might scramble 3-4 times. Smitty should get about 7 good targets a game. And then AJ should get as many targets as he wants. You got a top 6 wide receiver in the game. Right? Like, how does he get 2 targets in a 4-quarter football game? So, yes, I'm not arguing like, oh, well, we're winning. Yeah, we should win because we're a better team. But when guys in ownership, they go out there, they pay good money for their GMs and head coaches to go out there and get a good team, right? Backups and starters. If you look at the Eagles team, owners would dream to have that type of offensive makeup. And we have it. So if you do stop the run, we should be able to throw the ball. If you do go to stop the pass, we should be able to run the ball. We have everything you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get mad at him because he's saying the same thing. Like, I don't, like, and he's in L.A. He basically saying the same thing that I just said.
Well, okay, in some ways, but again,
and he played offense.
It is a math problem. He's right and wrong. I mean, Shady's right and he's wrong. Monday night, they had 60 plays on offense.
Mm-hmm.
34 of them were rushes. They're gone. They're 34 rushes. They're off the table. So there's 26 times Jalen Hurts threw the football Monday night. Tell me who you want to take the targets away from. 7 went to Devontae. I'd argue he should get that many targets a game. He's open. 6 went to Dallas Goedert. 3 went to Saquon Barkley. 2, and I believe these two were kind of like Jalen scrambling, trying to get the hell out of the way, and he dumped it off to Will Shipley.
Yeah, those can go.
Okay. All right, that's fine. AJ Brown
maybe
got,
one or two Goddard.
AJ Brown got 3. Mm-hmm. Calcaterra wide open. Jalen missed, and that was obviously a smart throw to make. He just missed it.
That
was
one.
Dotson got 1.
That one can go.
But again, they only had 16 completions on Monday.
But here's the thing.
How is everyone... before you answer,
mm-hmm.
Does everyone recognize the math problem here? They a lot of games, they complete 16 to 20 passes. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you this question, Joe.
16 to 20, and they have 3 significant mouths to feed. Someone every game has to only get 2 or 3. Does everyone realize that? It's now AJ's turn. Why can't he accept that?
See, here's the thing, Joe, and you're right when you talk about it in that breath. But here's the reality, and this is the way that I read it because this is the way that it's being told to mm-hmm. me by Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts to a certain extent. Okay, you said they threw the ball 22 times.
26
right?
attempts.
Out of 26 attempts.
They completed 15.
So they completed 15.
So 15 catches
out of those
there.
26 attempts. How many of those plays do you think are schemed for AJ? How many of those plays are you think designed for AJ?
Rough guess, I would say 15, 10 to 15.
So why do you think he's upset?
Oh, well, timeout. I agree. I get it. But how many was he not open? You're schemed up doesn't mean
Joe,
the play you're number one doesn't mean you're open.
No. I get what you're saying.
Right.
But here's where he potentially could be upset. is because some of those plays are schemed to get him open, and maybe he's feeling like the quarterback isn't pulling the trigger.
Maybe.
That's what we're saying. Like, I don't know for sure what it is. I didn't play offense.
Yeah.
But when you have Shady McCoy, a guy that ran the football, tells you how offenses go, why are you mad when you hear somebody say it? Not you. I'm just saying, why are you mad when you hear somebody say it?
I'm not mad today. Yesterday I was mad. Well,
because if you got, if I got 20, like, listen, when T.O. was here, I could tell you for a fact that most of the plays at the beginning of the game went to T.O.
Yep, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you still fought him.
See?
Well, like, to Hugh's point, if we want to take A.J. and Jalen's words at face value, put the relationship aside for a second, personal relationship, I mean, does it not there's clearly just a fundamental disagreement on whether or not the only thing that matters is winning.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is, it's not going to look how you want it to look. It's going to look how I want it to look.
Yep.
And how he wants it to look is just get the win. And A.J. Brown, what he just said was, it does matter how it looks. Like, because it's not sustainable. Like, they clearly just have, they're on two complete opposite ends philosophically about the offense.
I think it's clear. Something changed a year ago that we're ignoring. And maybe it's on Sirianni to get the message across more to AJ. Hugh, what happened around the week four or five last year? They started to lean into the run game.
Yes.
And it seemed to me that the directive to Jalen went, no turnovers, right? If you don't turn the football over, we win. You referenced a lot the last few days. When the first year we were doing the show together, 2023, right?
Yes.
Always open. Contested jump balls. Didn't AJ have that run of like five straight games with 125 yards? But yeah. What else happened that season with Jalen Hurts? He had 15 interceptions. What is the difference? Since the Eagles have gone to don't make mistakes, just protect the football, AJ doesn't get super open, guys. He is a 50-50 catch guy. Right, so I'm Jalen, and the directive has been, if we don't turn the football over, we win. Why am I forcing the ball on a 50-50 when I have an open Devontae Smith? Like, AJ doesn't fit anymore.
I get what you're saying, it doesn't work. But we don't know that for sure.
Well, my eyes tell me. My eyes tell me Jalen is a risk averse.
Yes,
AJ is not the kind of receiver. He's not the Devontae's. He's not the Marvin Harrison. He's not the Jackson Smith and Jigba, the Cooper cutback in his day. He's not the great route runner that's wide open. I'm going to out-muscle you. If I'm Jalen, and I've been told by the coaching staff, if you don't turn over, we win, I'm not throwing him the ball.
Yeah, but Joe, that's something we do not know for sure.
But we've heard enough that is kind of the philosophy.
Again, we are speculating on all of that. And here's the thing where the leadership comes in at, because people say, oh, you're saying he's not a leader. That's my brother. I'm going to believe in him until I don't. Like, I'm going to throw him the rock. I'm going to give him an opportunity to make the play until he doesn't.
Mm.
It feels like AJ feels that that's not the case anymore. You know, man, see, this is the real problem that I have. Because when we talk about leaders, you want to just leave it to the field. No, you're leading the locker room, too.
Sure.
And when I use that and I say Jalen's not a leader, people always point on what he's doing on the field. Well, you know, leadership goes off the field. And if you see a problem, you put the fire out. You know what I mean? To this day, the last time I heard when they asked him, does he talk to AJ? What did Jalen say? No, I haven't talked to him. Is that to you leadership quality? Knowing that somebody has a problem. And might have, like, Joe, if me and you had a problem, I'm going to ask you, hey, Joe, we got a problem.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
But I'm going to ask in a way because I want to fix it. Because that's what because we have a show to do. And if we ain't on the same page, then it's going to reflect in the show. If me and my receiver are not on the same page, regardless if I'm winning or not, we could be better if I go speak to him. These two cats are probably not even 100 feet away from each other.
I know.
And they don't speak, and nobody that's an Eagle fan have a problem with that. You mad at me because I'm sitting here spitting the gospel.
I don't know about gospel, but you're spitting.
Getting ready for the upper room. I'm getting mean and hurtful texts.
The good ref.
Talking about they want to fight me, and I need a drink. I'm just keeping it a bean. I am the call me Uncle Hugh today. I am wearing my church socks with my dress shoes and my shorts.
So really? We're giving you a plate of food and letting you go.
Grape soda.
And when the Gap Band come on, I'm dancing embarrassing the whole family. And I got me some glitter shorts on. I got the glitter shorts on today.
Yeah, glitter shorts?
I got some glitter shorts. It's a sequin.
You shouldn't have told anybody.
Yeah,
that's a lot. All right, let's grab Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Yo, hold on. Let me take your speak.
Okay.
Take your time.
So, hey, you.
Yeah,
I'm just
Mark.
Wondering, after the season, is AJ owed a financial apology just like Bryce?
For what?
I don't know.
Mark, you know, because you're the one that rolled in with that lame-ass joke. Finish it. You got to finish it now.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you're the one saying that, you know, Bryce is, owed an apology.
No, so. I said Bryce is going to. No, you got to get it right, bro. I said Bryce is going to get a financial apology.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. So,
see?
Hey, Hugh, after the Green Bay game, I think it's ridiculous speculation that defense is luxury.
Dude, we did that show Monday,
wow,
Mark. Where you been? We had that conversation.
Well, Mark had a checklist of beefs with Hugh.
But it's cool, Mark. You got anything else you got to beef with
sure
me about?
I'm sure there's more, yeah.
Nah, I kind of think you're wrong about Jalen. I think he's the leader of the team, but I do agree on some of the points that you're bringing up, though. So.
That's why we call it reckless speculation, Mark, because
that was beautiful.
What we normally do is throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall.
See what sticks.
And see what sticks.
And see what sticks.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Well, I
got
do.
You. It's kind of like the Eagles offense.
Man,
they just see what sticks.
I kind of told y'all.
Mark, what do you got for us for a combo con? People with beef.
So let me go with Jim/Chris Everett and Jim Rome.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one. Kyle might have to find the audio that you called that.
He got choked out behind
Mark,
that.
That is a great one. It's one of my favorite old school television moments. I mean, that one was an all-timer.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett. Good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well, hey, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time.
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, better take a station break. I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
I like the fact that Jim Rome stood on business.
He stood on complete business. And he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he got choked out.
I bet I will.
I mean, but you have to. You have to. You got to give him props.
You know what he cared about? He cared about making good television, and we're still playing that 30 years later. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Jillio. What's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
Hey, Hugh. Hey, them shoes you got on, they going to be Gators or what kind? Penny loafers?
What are you talking about? When? Oh, you talking about the shoes I'm wearing? I don't know. Like, my ex-wife threw away all my Gators, Chuck. I had a pair of Annihilator. I had a whole bunch of Annihilator Gators back in the day. I can't find them. But I'll figure out something. I'm going to figure out something.
I'll just pitch you with the shorts on, with the shoes, and then
man. I'm going to hit me. And when the Gap Band come on, I'm going to cut a rug.
Kill him with that one.
Hey, listen, we sitting here talking about practice, man. Mm-hmm. Practice, not a game. We talking about practice, man. And the great words of Allen Iverson. We talk about A.J. Brown. We got the Detroit Lions coming in here ready to rip our heads off. You know what I mean? You know, listen, this is what I got to say about this, and I ain't going to be long-winded with this, right? I'm Team A.J. on this. And we're doing a lot of winning right now. But I'm telling you, the minute we lose a big game or lose any of these upcoming games, number one, Mr. Too Cool for School is going to have a lot of explaining to do. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the concept of just, you know, you could do it sometimes in the game. You know, when the game's on the line, you can come through, but you can't be consistently good and make this offense better as the quarterback. You know, it's been times he didn't even look at AJ's way. And you say AJ's not getting completely open. Well, he's tired out there. He's just running miles and miles miles of routes without even getting the ball thrown to him. So I would get tired too, you know what I mean, of running out there. And this guy not even looking my way. You know what I mean? That's just taxing to the body, number one. And it ain't right, man. You know what I mean? You know, Jalen Hurts to me, he ain't a good enough quarterback for us to be sitting here defending him the way that we defending him. He leave a lot on the field to be desired. And I'm just sick of it, man. You know what I mean? When I look at the game too, you know, I'm ready to rip my head off because I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's plays to be had out there that he just missed. You know what I mean? And I know this offense can be better, man, because I've seen it. I've seen the NFC Championship game against the Redskins. I've seen the Super Bowls, the two Super Bowls where he played in. You know, you're telling me you can't be a little bit more consistent than what you've been? You know what I mean? Listen, man, I'm with AJ on this, man. You know what I mean? Because the defense ain't going to be able to build us out all the time. And it's all he said. But the defense, you know, we got to be able to hold our weight. You know what I'm saying? And this quarterback, to me, is the problem. You know what I'm saying? And everybody love him because he's, you know, he gives you slogans and he's Jordan brand and he wears a backwards Kango hat and all that corny stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we have a lot of explaining to do, Jalen Hurts, when we lose or if we lose. You know what I mean?
I ain't saying
all that.
And
that's just that. You have a lot of explaining to do, dog, if we lose. Because I'm tired of the 140-point games and the one touchdown when you know you can do better than that, man. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just sick of it myself. I want to see some explosive off. I see these quarterbacks going off every week.
Well, and we're going to face one, Chuck, on Sunday. They're coming in here with one of the best offenses in the league, so we're gonna have to match it. Yep.
Yeah. And if you go out there on Sunday with that type of performance, we're going to get our ass waxed like the 49ers did two years ago when we thought we was all that.
I
don't want to get my ass waxed.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I'm calling him out.
Chuck,
get your head out your ass, dog. You're supposed to be the leader of this team. This ain't supposed to be happening. And I believe AJ went to them behind the scenes. Mm. And this is why he going public with it.
He may you have. Mean? That we don't know. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Combo Con, two people or entities that had beef with each other?
Tom and Jerry.
That's another all-timer, wow. Chuck. That's a good one. Tom and Jerry had, I mean, that's decades of beef.
Yeah, it is.
Close to, if not the goat of beefs.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. And it never was resolved. Yeah, I mean,
there's never been anything more on site than Tom and Jerry.
I mean, literally on site. I love that answer. All right, 215-592-9494. We react with you about AJ, what he said yesterday. Where do you come down on Hugh's reckless speculation on all of it? And give us a beef to enter and win the prize today and be entered for the grand prize. Plus, can we address an elephant in the room? Well, we got a big one. I keep hinting. I've got some numbers for you. I don't believe AJ physically is the same guy. I think it's part of this thing. He's not open as much. Give you some numbers on how often he's open compared to the past and what Nick Sirianni said when asked yesterday about it. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like this song. I don't know who's singing. Wait a minute, this is the Wiccan. She's a
who?
Fleetwood Mac. What's her name?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, couldn't think of her. Yeah.
That's actually become one of my favorite parts of the show is when the music comes back and he tries to figure out who it is.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. I couldn't think of her
name. You're on it most of the time. Sometimes just no idea where it's coming from, but it's always good. All right. We telling lies, we telling the truth today. What are we trying to do? Some days we, you know, people want us to tell lies. Most days we try to tell the truth.
I can't lie to you.
Well, I can't lie either. And I've said many times, I don't think AJ is running the same as he used to. And I think the years of last year was the hamstring injury and a knee injury, which he said, by the way, was drained during Super Bowl week. And then you go to this year and he missed most of training camp and then he came back and then he missed a week with a hamstring injury. I think this is caught up and I don't think he's as explosive as he used to be. A couple days ago, you were talking about your algorithm here. You know what was in mine? Highlights, and I guess it's because I've been wading into Lions stuff recently. Mm-hmm. So on my algorithm, I saw a clip of AJ's first game as an Eagle. It was the first game of the 2022 season, right? His first game after he was traded here, Eagles at Lions. It started off the season. They got to the Super Bowl in 2022. And I was watching the highlights. AJ Brown doesn't run like that anymore. And I know I'm probably not breaking news there. That's 3 years ago. Four years ago. It's a long time in the NFL. He doesn't run like that anymore. He was explosive. And that's just my eyes compared to 4 years ago. But I my eyes just this year tell me he's not as explosive as he used to be, even when he catches the football. And then I saw some numbers on this. You ready for these?
Yes.
Here are some numbers in terms of AJ Brown's explosiveness, his speed, and how it compares to last year. So you ever hear those stats like win rate? Like they watch the tape and they grade who won, right? Like the tackle or the pass rusher, who won the rep. They do the same thing for corners and safeties and wide receivers. His overall win rate is down 9.5%. Against zone, it's down 7.8%. Against man, which usually dominates, it's down 5.5%. And his targets are contested almost 10% more than in the past. Mm-hmm. It all tells me he's not as open. And I think we've seen that with our eyes. Like how many catches this year has he had where it's like, he's open, even over the middle on slants and stuff. It just feels like he's not as open. Devontae is. I think it's part of it that he doesn't want to recognize. And again, 8 minutes yesterday he spoke. Not one point did he say, I've been banged up. Maybe I haven't been physically right. Like it's all everybody else when he talks.
You know what, Joe? There might be some truth to that, but again, don't know. Because I would say going into most games that physically – against the corners, the matchup favors AJ. So that being fast is not a factor. AJ ain't never been a burner. He's never been that.
Of course.
But you liked AJ because he was a physical specimen and that he could body people. He hasn't lost that. That's why I'm on the fence when you say that. Like you have the numbers to back it up. I could say that Jalen is not putting him in position like he once did to be successful. It's one of those things, it's the chicken or the egg, to be totally honest.
I agree. I think we all see that. He's not throwing the ball to him as much, not giving him as many chances to make the 50-50 catch. But by definition, isn't 50-50 50-50? I'm Jalen, I'm looking at Devontae, that's 75-25. You're 50-50.
Okay, okay.
Sorry, pal.
But here's the thing. Like I said, if I have a physical matchup, like, okay, for example, Harold Carmichael. Harold Carmichael wasn't one of the fastest. He was fast, but he wasn't the fastest. But Harold gave you a physical advantage every game he played in, right? Because he was 6'7", and he was bigger than most of the receivers, I mean the corners, that he was going against.
Sure.
You give Harold a chance to make a play.
I get it.
Not saying AJ's Harold. But when you talk about, look at our corners and look at the corners that we played against, I'll take AJ in a 50-50 situation every time.
I get it. Oh, I feel like we're losing sight of what... May I say something that I feel like is being really under-talked about?
Mm-hmm.
I think Devontae has gotten better.
No, he has, Joe.
But wait. They are the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not the Philadelphia A.J. Browns. The quarterback's job is to throw the ball to the open man and the throw that gives the team the best chance to move the football, first down, scoring, all that. Right now, like if I... Part of the reason I'm on Jalen's side of this, if I'm Jalen, why, besides your feelings, am I throwing you the ball more? Can anyone give me a reason besides his feelings?
And we talked about that. We've talked about all this. It's because he's a threat in this offense.
But again, if Devontae's a better threat, I'm throwing him the ball.
You know what made Brett Favre such a good quarterback and also what made him bad at times? The fact that he wasn't scared to pull the trigger.
Jalen's not Brett Favre.
No, but what I'm saying is this, Joe. No, that's not the comparison I'm trying to make, because there's a lot of quarterbacks that take care of the football. But when you have a receiver, and this is my opinion.
Yeah.
If you have a receiver of AJ's caliber, which you've heard multiple people say many times that he's that guy, you give him a chance.
And
when I think about this situation, I think that's the biggest frustration that AJ has, is that he feels like he's not given the opportunity to go out there and do that.
I get it. My point is, he shouldn't be given the opportunity anymore. Devontae's the better receiver. I'm sorry. I was on the other side of this 2 years ago, but time has changed. New information, new opinions. The number one receiver I see every week is Devontae Smith. And you know, we didn't do this 2 years ago. 2 years ago, never was there a conversation, it's not fair to Devontae, he doesn't get the ball. Because we were happy they were moving the football. We were happy they were winning. AJ was better. We recognized that. We said, yeah, Devontae's fine. Well, we said Devontae, like, who cares about Devontae? They're winning football games. Yeah. Why can't we do the same thing now? Because of AJ's feelings.
Because, see, that's what it's been. It's devolved to that.
Yeah.
I think it's deeper than that, though. Because, see, that unfortunately for AJ, the way that he's handled all of this, that's the only thing that we see. And that's why this morning when I woke up, I stepped back from it, because I was that cat. When we talked about this, I was like, I'm not going to talk about this because it's ridiculous. But when he sat there, you know, because we always talk about when you get new information.
New opinions.
New opinions.
That's how it works.
So when I sat there.
It's a tenet of the show.
When I there was a lot of visuals that were going on for me. Like, the one was when Bob was sitting there with him, making sure that his
Hillary.
Message. Well, in this case, you know, because of the story.
story you told.
He was sitting there with him. That resonated with me. Because, like I said, I know Bob, and I know Bob's biggest thing was, in a perfect world, Bob would want this to go away.
Yeah.
But Bob wants the story to be told in the right way.
Yeah,
he
get
wants
it.
It to be told in the right way. So that resonated with me. The fact that Nick Sirianni sit up there in the press. See, because this is the problem. Like, people like to listen to stuff in clips. And in a situation like this, you can't do that. You have to listen to everything that's being said. Nick Sirianni made it clear. AJ's a big part of what we do. He said that. He said he's a big part of our offense. And AJ's not being utilized in the way that AJ wants to be used. Now, the way AJ is going about it is not the way that it should be gone about. I hear him.
Before Kyle puts his point, I just use a basketball analogy. Jalen's like a point guard, right?
Yes.
So why am I dumping it off to the guy that's being double teamed or there's a defender right on him when I could throw it to the guy in the corner who's wide open for a three? Like, why are we over emotional because he's over emotional?
Because I trust him.
Trust who? You trust AJ? I don't trust him at all. He's a wide receiver.
Here's the thing.
I don't trust loud receivers. What the hell do I trust loud?
Here's the thing.
When are loud receivers to be trusted?
And here's the thing. I don't know if this happened for sure, but normally receivers and quarterbacks in offseason work out with each other, try to get that continuity back, to try to get that timing back. Has Jalen worked out with Schmitty or AJ in this offseason?
He sure looks like he has chemistry with Schmitty.
No, I'm just saying, because I remember, and maybe it's me because I'm old school and I ain't played in a long time, but that was a thing. Like, guys, I remember Five used to fly the receivers out to Arizona and work with those guys. Mm. There's been two. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, being a leader is leading off the field as well. You know, going into this season, you just won a Super Bowl, right? There's a rift in your relationship with your godparent or somebody that you consider family. Fix it. Bottom line. Like, I don't care about anything else, because at the end of the day, when all this is said and done, when football is gone, those guys that you were in the trenches with,
sure,
that's the only catch you got left.
So you said offseason. What about the season? Like,
Joe, my point is this. Whatever, this has been going on for years.
I know. You're right. But since summer started, it's not Jalen's fault that AJ can't stay on the field. He missed the entire training camp.
So
who's he throwing to all training camp?
But
Devontae.
Joe,
and
get
now
that.
This year he's missed time. Like,
I get that.
But that's No, that's the story. AJ's been banged up. AJ's not as open as much. Devontae has progressed. Devontae is healthy. Devontae plays.
I don't think that's a fair assessment. I just don't.
What's unfair what I'm saying? Tell me.
Because we don't know.
No, I do know. Hold on. Stop. Has AJ practiced fully this year?
No.
You say it's not fair. We know that.
But no, it's not fair because we don't know what AJ. We can't definitively say what AJ is right now.
But here are facts. He's missed a lot of practice since summer began. Devontae has not.
And yet and still, with all that you're saying, the offense still runs through him.
I don't believe it does anymore.
Sirianni just said that.
My turn. I'll recklessly speculate. They all know he's in decline. He's very sensitive. They're not telling him. They're walking on eggshells because they don't want to tell him you're not the number one here anymore. And guess why? They're trying to get through this, and they're going to trade him in the offseason. Yeah. I don't believe that. You can't convince me everyone there is stupid except AJ Brown. He's still the guy he was 2 years ago, and no one's throwing him the football. The truth is simpler than that. He's not the same guy. He doesn't accept it. They know it. He doesn't. They don't want to tell him. They appease him by saying, you're still our guy, AJ. We love you. And he is believed now that everyone's against
him. Actions speak louder than words.
They always do.
Offense hasn't run through AJ Brown for 2 years now.
It doesn't. It ran through Saquon, and now it runs through Smitty, and they try Saquon, even though that's not effective.
Mm. And yet, we scored 10 points.
How about the 68 they scored 2 games before this?
I'm just saying, we scored 10 points.
All right.
To be fair, against a very good defense.
Very good defense. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying, but I think everything that you're saying, and you're not wrong because you have the numbers to back you up, but I feel like it's inconclusive because no, and this before you start laughing, it's inconclusive.
I just love the inconclusive
because his production is contingent upon the quarterback throwing him the ball, and he's not doing
it. Right,
that.
But we're assuming the quarterback's not throwing the ball for a reason other than he doesn't think it's the best idea. Like,
Jalen is risk averse.
Yes,
there's too many variations in this equation to say definitively that that's what
this
is. Though
I can't sit here and for 5 years everyone tell me Jalen's smart. He's a winner. He gets the game right, and I believe that. But then on this, he's decided to be dumb.
Trust plays a massive role in risk evaluation.
Thank you, and they don't have that right now.
Yeah,
they don't have that, but. You're touting Smitty. That's why I asked, did he work out in offseason with Smitty? Why do you trust Smitty so much all of a sudden?
I said because he's practiced with him since July. Like, they've practiced probably 100 times since training camp started, and AJ's missed a lot of those practices. Let's hear this coach yesterday, Sirianni. He was asked about AJ's health, and he seems to say he's fine.
Nick, is AJ physically the same player he was in previous seasons? And I understand that maybe you can't look at the stats in one game, but we're pretty decent sample size here. His production hasn't been up to that level. Why is that?
Yeah, I think he's moving around really well and getting out of breaks well. Still, physical, strong, quick. I still see all the same physical attributes.
Okay.
So now Coach Sirianni lying, you think?
Well, he's going to tell everyone he's lost a step? Did they say that about you at the end of your career?
Okay. They did. They bet you did.
No, but Andy didn't get on the podium and said, but you know what I mean. Like, the head coach wouldn't do that
to
his
player. Well, technically, I was already hurt, so, I was on my way out the door.
Yeah.
But here's the thing where it feels to me like, there's a disconnect. Because if they're still, if you felt that he wasn't that guy, you don't run the offense through him as a detriment to the team.
But are we sure that... They keep saying they're running it through him. He doesn't get the football. What does that mean?
You tell me what it means, Joe.
I told you. I think they're appeasing him. I think he thinks he's the number one.
I think that he feels like the quarterback isn't pulling the trigger.
The quarterback, we agree on that. He's not pulling the trigger. But I think AJ feels like he should, and I think everyone else is telling you.
And I feel like they feel like he should.
Right, but one of the plays that came up earlier.
When I say they, I mean the coordinator.
It's another chicken or the egg thing. Is Jalen being coached into being conservative, or is that just the nature of Jalen Hurts?
Yep, I agree. All right, let's grab Aaron in San Diego. Aaron.
Philadelphia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Hugh, I'm kind of shocked today, man, especially with your experience, in the locker room. You know that every locker room has guys like this that aren't happy and no matter what happens. And at some point, you turn them off. You just say, yeah, you're right. but you're not paying attention to anything that's coming out of his mouth. So I think where we're making this monster deal out of it, I think in that locker room, it's not a big deal.
You know what, Aaron, to a certain extent, you're right, especially about the locker room part. And that's why I feel the way I feel. And you're in, like, I don't know if you know this, but you're kind of backing up what I'm saying, is because nobody's going against AJ in this. Like, everybody's kind of like, you know, hey, like, most guys feel the way that AJ feel, but they know how to handle it.
But would it help anyone if they stood up and said, we're with AJ? Well, that just would cause a civil war.
Well, Joe, I'm going to tell you like, but this, dog. It's probably, the locker room's probably divided anyway. Well, it's just some guys that, you know, the, like, silent majority or whatever. Mm-hmm. What you saying? What you about to say?
But Joe is right. They're not going to say anything to him. They're not going to open their mouths because they don't want the drama in the locker room, because they got to focus on the Lions. And as far as AJ being a 50-50 receiver, you know, I don't agree with that, because guess what? Who is a in terms of wide receiver, what do you have to have the quarterback? The quarterback's got to have confidence in you in order to get the ball. And he's the only way that he's a 50-50 receiver anymore is if Jalen throws a rainbow and drops it right into his breadbasket.
Aaron, that's fine. I get it. But we're acting as if these plays are one or none. No, they're options that Jalen has. They're options, right? So no one has said to me in all these days and all these weeks, why, other than his feelings, is he a better option to get more targets than Devontae? He doesn't run
It's obvious by the games that have been played.
It is.
Because The two best games that Jalen has had, there's been a missing piece in there, and that's AJ Brown. I mean, it's obvious that when he throws the ball off, even Dotson is more of a 50-50 receiver than
No. I asked you a question. Why? Because this stems from targets. It stems from the ball going to him. Why?
But here's why.
I want to phrase the question so everyone can hear it, because no one can give me a straight answer. Other than AJ Brown's feelings, why, if I'm Jalen Hurts, would I throw the ball more to AJ than Devontae at this period, this time?
Because it's being forced down your throat, and I think that's on Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni.
What is that answer? What are you talking about? Again, listen to me. On Monday, why, if I'm Jalen Hurts, would I throw the ball more to the slower, worse route runner right now, who's less open than the faster, better route runner who's more open? Forget their names. Just the concept. Why should AJ get more targets?
Listen, Smith and Dotson,
who the hell is talking about Dotson?
Throws up that 50-50
who
ball.
The hell? Dotson wasn't playing.
Doesn't matter, but when Jalen has more confidence in Dotson than he does Brown.
Why?
Because when he throws the ball up, they're going to attack it at the highest point, which you should do when you're going for a 50-50 ball.
So you're making my point for me.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm on your side, not you today.
You're trying to ride with you.
Listen, when AJ...
But he's a little confused.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, he's a little confused.
When AJ made no effort
on
that ball on fourth down on Monday night, it told us everything that we need to know. He's not the same player he was 2 years ago. Maybe it's age. Maybe it's a hamstring. Okay? But, you know, I think they need to reinvent him, and I think they need to get a little bit more creative with him, maybe do some jet sweeps and some slants and stuff like that.
All right. Well, Aaron, appreciate the phone call. We've reached the jet sweeps portion of the show.
Oh.
That's how you know we're out of answers. Jet sweeps. $32 million for a jet sweep around the edge.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to Jack in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack.
Personally, I had enough of AJ last year. He's sitting on the bench reading the book. After the Super Bowl, he's whining. He only caught six passes and this and that. Now, here we go again. Another year with the guy. The guy's a bad apple, and one bad apple is going to spoil the barrel. And you?
Yes.
Usually I'm with you, brother, but today you're out of whack, man.
But Jack, honestly, how am I out of whack?
First of all, AJ, Jalen Hurst, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Joe Burrows.
Never said he was.
I know, but the guy is a good quarterback, man.
Never said he wasn't.
The game is to win. And with him, we already got it. This is a start of a dynasty. And with this guy, We got another 6-7 years where we could be winning.
Okay, but Jack, let me ask you this question. If
this give me the floor a minute, you will you please?
Yeah, you got it.
Give me the floor for a minute. AJ Brown, you say you're old school. Well, I'm older school, you. Mm. And I think one of the big boys would have grabbed this guy, call him aside, jack his ass up and say, yo, let's knock it off, man. We got a big game Sunday, a real big game Sunday. And we need you. If you don't want to be here, we need you because he's a great player, a good player. And we need him Sunday, and we need him every week. Okay. But if he didn't want to be here, he should have went to Howie before the trade deadline and said, I want out of here. He's not doing the job like he used to. He gives up on plays and stuff like that, and he's done. And you say about him, nobody in the locker room's complaining. But you know what? It's like you put a big pot of water on the stove, and sooner or later, it's going to boil over.
That does happen. You got to watch that pot.
Jack, it hasn't happened yet. And you know, all respect due to you, Jack, but I feel like the reason why what you're saying hasn't happened, because they have some leaders in the locker room, is because some of the guys in that locker room probably feel the way that AJ feels. What about that?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
And you know what, Jack, with all due respect, you still didn't tell me how I was out of whack, though.
Just in general, you're out of whack.
I mean, okay, if we're going to go with just in general,
yeah,
that's cool.
That's what I think.
Let me tell you, usually when it's football, I stick up for you. But today, you just ain't got it today, brother.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. What don't I
it's
have?
It's like a relief pitcher. Some days you have it, and then
but I'm
don't.
Just saying, what don't I have?
It's so good.
The stuff just isn't there.
How am I flip-flopping, Jack?
Sometimes you come out throwing 95, sometimes it's 89.
I don't think y'all know what flip-flopping is.
Like
because I've never once said that AJ was in the right.
All right, Jack, before we got to hit this, give us a great beef between two people. Who had beef?
I got the Philadelphia fans against the New York fans.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
New York versus Philadelphia, a long-standing one.
Like every sport? Every sport.
In New York versus Philadelphia, the rivalry in every sport, even with different conferences, there's enough teams there.
Just like screw New Yorkers.
I like
and
it.
I'm sure they say the same about us.
That's
but
a good
wrong.
One. That is a really good one, and we might have to get that as a drop. You just don't have it today.
Yeah, but I don't understand what am I saying that I'm off base about?
It doesn't matter. It's just a funny
drop.
It's 215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines with your phone calls here and your answers for today's ComboCon. Great prize on the line, and then you're automatically entered for the grand prize. Plus, we'll go eavesdropping on Detroit radio. Jared Goff and Dan Campbell both with some things to say about Eagles fans. This will be funny here. That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We've been cooking up game day recipes all season. Like, oh, that's the wrong one. That's for the 124 one. I don't have the Jack Daniels.
Jack was right.
Oh, yeah. Join me tonight. I got it right here.
Tonight, what is wrong with him?
Tonight is the night, people, at Philadelphia Magazine's Whiskey Fest at Lincoln Financial Field. I'll be hanging with my friends from Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey in the Jack Daniels Lounge. Pick you up a bottle of the new Jack Daniels Blackberry at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits pop-up at Whiskey Fest. And join me in the purple carpet for a picture, and I'll even sign your bottle. It's Philly Mag's Whiskey Fest tonight at the Link with Jack Daniels and yours truly. Go to phillymag.com for tickets. Celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.